100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. Sunday. You know what happens then? I post the topic and you come up with the stories. That's what we call the weekly challenge. And the challenge this week was stars. And you came back and sent in some stories and crafted them up, and this is what we do. I gather them together and share them with the whole group. Share them with the world, really. Is the world listening? Yeah, hello, world? Can you stop being so... whatever. Let me go back to talking to just the folks who listen to the stories and write the stories. Hi, I'm back. How about we just go through these things, not deal with the world? Let's see who we've got lined up this week. I know this is a real exciting opening, huh? Tom, Lizzie, Muncie, Charlie, Jeffrey, Richard, Serendipity, Tura, Norval, Joe, and Planet Z. Let's go ahead and give them all a listen, shall we? I'll be back when, you know.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Stealing the Lightning. When I was young, I was enamored by lightning bugs. Being young and totally self-absorbed, I thought it was my right to capture the lightning. So, in a baby food jar, ventilated with holes, I filled it with flashing bugs. I wasn't a total bastard. I put grass in a jar. But somehow, that wasn't enough. In the morning, all the bugs were dead. Mom said they had a short lifespan. It's funny how guilt will chase you through the years. Mom kept the jar and repurposed it for spices. I tossed the killing jar into the trash. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Well, it's not really a story. It's a tribute. So, here it goes. To old Jack, Jack Fenton Moore. Sometimes there's someone who believes in you. Sometimes that person calls you dreamer, and everything seems possible. And you dream, and you create. Then, suddenly, you close your eyes and you can't understand. That hug was too short. The echo is still there, though, reverberating in your memory, pushing you forward. A word of encouragement was enough for you not to give up back then. So, you look up and smile. The old owl is somewhere, up there perhaps, reading your stories. He's nodding, happy, that one single word made you believe. Dreamer, write, don't stop, write. One word, dreamer. And that's it from me today. I'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.
Greetings and whoop-whoop, juggalos and juggalettes, from Munzee, here with a tale of a romance for the ages. The Lovers, by Christopher Monroe. They were star-crossed, but no matter what tragedy the world threw at them, their love persevered. When he asked for her hand, she wept. When he saw her in her gown, he did. For he knew in that moment that no force in heaven or earth could tear them asunder. Then the sun went nova. Both were slain, as was every other living thing on the planet. The sterile, charred world hurtled through space, tomb and testament, to a simple lesson that's just as true today as it was back then. Don't cross the stars. Stars, once crossed, will ruin you. Broken Escalator, Christopher Monroe, .blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. Thus ends my story, Juggalos and Juggalettes. And now that you've heard it, in 7 days, you will die. And by die, I mean hear another story. In 7 days, you will hear another story.
Hello, all. Charlie here. I am taking a few months off to travel in China and Malaysia. I will be back at it if I make it home. I saw stars when the meteorite hit me on the top of my head. Since the incident, I've been able to read minds and foretell events. I have seen the future, and it looks pretty good, excepting the results of the forthcoming election. I've made a few dollars for private consults, and was invited to appear on the Ellen Show. I told Ellen that her wife was cheating on her, and if she snuck around and busted into the green room, she would catch her lover in flagrante delicto with three of the Spice Girls, who were booked for the show. Number 2. I saw stars when I stepped off the curb, hoping to get entangled in a bicycle so my girlfriend would have pity on me and that the accident would be bizarre and surreal enough to make the weekly papers. Not having done this before, I misjudged everything, and was killed, along with the tandem cyclists and the driver that swerved and hit a wall avoiding the bike, the riders, and my dead body. The bike's fancy brass horn was embedded in my clacker. When they flipped my body to examine my wounds, I tooted a warning, but it was too late.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 538 on the topic of stars. My first story is called Celluloid Heroes. The Kinks sang that you can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, so that's where I went. On one corner, Macaulay Culkin sat slumped against a wall, nodding off in his heroin stupor. In the next block, I saw Cher, face completely rigid from plastic surgery, yet red with rage. She was screaming about George Bush. I hurried on, past Gwyneth Paltrow, hawking goop. I did have a nice chat with a guy named Bob Lankowski. Nice guy. When I asked him what movies I might have seen him in, he laughed. I'm not an actor. I'm a CPA from Des Moines, here on vacation. I spent the rest of my stay in L.A. at the Getty Museum, where I was unlikely to run into anyone from the film industry. My second story is called Presidential Ticket. A friend said he was so disgusted with both major party candidates that he'd prefer a third party. Gary Johnson, I guessed. The guy who thinks a Jewish baker should be forced to bake cakes with Nazi images? Not much of a libertarian. Or that Green Party woman who's to the left of Bernie Sanders? He shook his head. Neither of them. Han Solo is my candidate. He's a man of action, with experience in defeating evil. I considered pointing out that the Star Wars universe was fictional, and that it took place in a galaxy far, far away, so neither Solo nor Chewbacca was likely to be a U.S. citizen. Rather than sound like a birther, though, I said, "Haven't seen The Force Awakens yet, have you?" And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with more stories.
Good morning, Richard here, and I seem to be going down with something horrible, so I won't hang around too long. And I sincerely hope that you don't get an internet virus from me. This is my story this week on the topic of stars. It's called Classic. When Kubrick sprang 2001 A Space Odyssey upon an unsuspecting world, although a prolific and well-respected director, his film was not a success amongst the critics. Criticisms of impenetrable plot, lack of dialogue, and slow pace may have sounded the death knell of a lesser movie. However, despite everything, it has become a classic, possibly one of the greatest movies of all time. It was a triumph for Kubrick, too, earning him his only personal Academy Award. Rumour has it that, on arrival at the Oscar ceremony, he took one look and exclaimed, "My God, it's full of stars." Until next week, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I once heard a story about a man whose mistake turned satellites into 1,000 shooting stars. "Make a wish," his daughter prompted him. "If I had a wish, it would be to legalize shooting stars, especially those third-rate C-lister reality TV stars, with their enormous egos, undeserved fame, and complete lack of talent. Just line them up against a wall and shoot the lot of them. Twice, if necessary, just to make sure. Coming to think of it, without all those crappy reality TV shows, we're not going to be needing all those satellites either. Make a wish."
Turab Razoinu here with a story on the subject, stars. It is called The Angler. It begins when a young prince rides out in search of adventure. He comes to a tower, at the top of which stands a beautiful princess. She has stars in her hair, her face shines like the sun, and her voice is as the sweetest birdsong. She tells of being imprisoned by her wicked uncle, or her incestuous father, or a lecherous sorcerer. She lets down her long, impossibly thick hair to the ground, and the prince eagerly takes hold of it. The angler reels in its tongue and swallows the prince whole.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the Pariah Podcast. After 5 months, I've actually gotten another episode released, which is, as of this moment, alive on my website, NorvalJoe.com, but should show up on Stitcher and iTunes sometime tomorrow or today. If you're listening to this 100-word weekly challenge on the day it's released. Otherwise, you know what I mean. Anyway, here's my submission for, what is this, weekly challenge number 530-something. I think it's 37, 38, with a prompt of stars. From the rapid pounding of the approaching boots, Mickey knew descending the stairs was useless. Before he could turn away and search for an alternate escape, a sharp pain split across the back of his monkey head. A flash of stars filled his vision, and then everything went black. When he came to himself, his furry arms were strapped to his body with duct tape. His head throbbed, and his blurred vision hinted that he was in the back seat of a car. Which direction they headed, or if the car moved at all, he was too dizzy to tell. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
According to legend, the Olympian gods would raise exceptional heroes to the heavens, and the stars. stars formed pictures of him. However, the truth is that constellations made up of stars in three-dimensional space are completely arbitrary. And from any other vantage point in the universe, the sky you see is completely different. From Earth, you see the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper, and Orion's Belt. But from Rigel 7, you see the King Gadman. Literally, the Rigelians have a tradition of ruling heroes and heroes and launching them into space.
Okay, there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about 100 word stories about the topic of stars.
Yes, hello, Missy. Yes, you're so good, kitty.
Yeah, she's right here up against the microphone and the laptop, and I'm like, okay, I'm ringing her bell.
Yes, hello, hi. Yes, you want to sniff noses? Okay. Yes, you're such a good girl.
So, one a day until the day I die.com, you can leave a comment. You can leave something for Mist. You could say, hi, Mist, how you doing?
She's right back. Yes, I know my hand is right here, and I can pet you with it. You're doing your porins. Yeah.
So, I guess I have a co-host now. It's been a while. I will see y'all next week when the topic is Flash. I post them up in a separate list and all that, so y'all can see if I goof that up. And,
Is that kiss you on the kitty?
No, don't stand on that. You may screw up the recording, you goofballs.
You goofballs. Yes, you and your little kitty head.
Okay. Thanks for being a part of this, and, as always, keep it brief.